It's just comedy.
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
I'm with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, ha-ha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio. One thing, please subscribe to my channel. If you enjoy what I'm doing, subscribing is 100% free. Also, one more thing, if you have a few seconds or 1 minute, please leave a review on your preferred podcast service, especially if you're on Apple, Spotify, or really just your preferred podcast service. Thank you, and hope you enjoy. Lemon Abner. We have multiple episodes by Lemon Abner, as we usually do, because they're very short episodes. The 42nd episode, Lum is arrested and thrown in jail, February 12th, 1935. 43rd episode, Dick Huddleston gets Lum out of jail. Thank you. There's a joke there, we're not going to say it. Anyway, 43rd episode, February 13th, 1935. Then Lum has lead for store... Let me read this again. Lum has lead for store pass, prez, for store prez. And that one aired February 14th, 1935, the 14th episode. And then we're going to finish with Abner hires Cedric to carry campaign poster, February 15th, 1935. That's the 45th episode. And that's it. Thank you.
Yet sent in for one of those handy little pocket-sized flashlights that Lum and Abner are sending out. You'd better do that right away, folks. You certainly don't want to pass up this opportunity to get a fine, useful flashlight with the compliments of your old friends, Lum and Abner. All you have to do, you know, to get one of these flashlights, complete with bulb and battery, is to send in the wrapper from a package of Horlicks malted milk powder. Maybe from any size package, either natural or chocolate flavor, but it must be from a package of Horlicks malted milk powder. I mean by that wrappers from Horlicks tablets are not eligible. Write your name and address on the back of the wrapper and then send it enclosing 10 cents, which is only to cover the cost of packing and mailing, to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are listening. You got that? All right. Now, in return, Lum and Abner will send you this handsome aluminum fountain pen size flashlight, complete with bulb and battery. Now, there's nothing difficult about that, is there? Do you know of any easier way to get a powerful, efficient flashlight? The kind that you'd have to pay 75 cents for in a store? Well, send in your request right away, tonight, before you forget it. If you haven't a package of Horlicks malted milk powder in your home now, you can get it in either natural or chocolate flavor at your druggist. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. When Lum and Abner planned for Lum to slip over to Abner's house the other night and retrieve that check the insurance company paid on the claim on Abner's fake accident, little did they realize the trouble it would cause. The citizens of Pine Ridge felt that if they could find the culprit who broke into Abner's house, they would clear up several mysterious robberies that had been committed recently. Well, yesterday, they found clues that definitely identified Lum with the crime. and the old fellow has been arrested, locked up in jail. As we look in on our old friends today, we find Abner at the jail door. Listen.
Lom! Hey, Lom! Lom! Hey, Lom!
Who is it?
It's me, Abner. Are you asleep?
No, I'm just sitting here studying.
Well, I just come over to tell you how sorrowful I am about this whole thing, Lom.
Oh, that's all right, Abner. I ain't blaming you none over it.
I never hated to do anything so bad in my life, but there just weren't no way out of it.
Why, of course not. You're the constable here, and you can't let friendship keep you from tending to the duties of your office.
I just hate to see you locked up in jail this way when I know you ain't guilty, Lom.
Well, I'll be out of here for long. Grandpappy Spears is out raising bond for me to bail me out.
He is.
Now, come on in. Sit down a while. Nice and warm in here.
Yeah, well, you'll have to reach through the bars here, Lom, and get my keys and unlock the door. I can't do a thing with these arms bandaged up this way.
Yeah, here. That's him?
Yeah, that's him right there. Just unlock the door now, Lom, and shove it back open that way for me.
Yeah. I'd have noticed that easy. I'd have slipped out of here.
Yeah, well, you couldn't have got out the key.
No, that's right. Oh. Right here, better take him keys back. I don't want nobody to find him in my
box. Oh, well, you ain't going to run off.
Hey, come on back and sit here by the stove.
Yeah.
Is that a flopper?
Yeah, that's all right.
Big as a bucket,
isn't it? That's a good thing you got it. These concrete floors are awful damp in this time of year.
Well, Abner, I'm proud you come over. I've been shorter in the door. You're about the only one left around here that'll even speak to me. You and Grandpap.
Yeah, folks is pretty mad about it all right. They think you're the one that's been doing all this robbing around here lately.
Yeah, I know it. There's been a dozen of them come by here, stand there at the door and call me a thief and robber and everything else. Here. Sit down.
Yeah, thank you.
Folks all I thought was my friends and just turned right square backwards again.
Yeah, Lord, they're the ones that insisted on me throwing you in jail. Six fellas at Ezra Seascroft and Caleb Weasel and Moles Moots and a whole bunch.
Yeah, that hurts me worse than anything else.
Why, sure.
Even Dick Huddleston come by this morning and told me how disappointed he was in me. So I know he must think I'm guilty, too.
Yeah, well, naturally, they had the proof right on you, Lom. They found that piece of cloth hanging on the barbed wire fence over there, and it matched up with that place that was tore out of your pants, so they weren't no doubt in their minds but what you done.
Now, it just goes to show that folks is all as ready and willing to believe the worst about anybody, even their best friends.
Yeah, they are.
Just human nature, I reckon. When a feller gets down this way, instead of trying to help him up, why, everybody wants to shove him just a little further down if they can.
Well, Lom, I wish you'd let me just go ahead and tell Elizabeth and everybody else how this whole thing happened.
No, now, Abner. That's nice of you to offer to do that, but I just won't stand for it.
Well, it'd straighten this whole thing out, Lom. Get you out of this mess.
Get me out of trouble, all right, but I'm just afraid it'd cause a lot of trouble twixt you and Elizabeth. If she found out now there weren't nothing to that accident, you just been making out like you'd hurt, no telling what she would do.
No.
Might break up your home over there. You can't never tell.
Yeah, but maybe we could just tell her, Lom, that the reason that you broke into the house the other night was just to get that check that the insurance company gave me before she could cash it.
Well, the trouble is, Abby, you can't tell her part of it without telling her the whole story.
No.
If you just stop and think back, we've told so many stories to Elizabeth, she'd lose all the faith she ever had in you if she found out the truth now.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I hate to see you sitting down here in jail and everybody down on you over something that ain't your fault. Special when you just done it to help me out. I just don't feel right about it.
Oh, well, now, don't worry about me.
I just feel like I'm the one that ought to be in jail, Steve.
No, now, there ain't no use of standing chances of breaking up your home over there. Don't matter none about me. I ain't got no family that this will reflect on. Nobody that cares for it, that goes. I'll be out of here quick as Grandpap gets back with that barn anyway.
Well, you just got to get out, Lom. The mail is stacking up down there at the office. I never seen the like of it.
Well, fine. There's still writing in for the flashlight.
Oh, Lord. Ain't
asked you about
that.
Well, that's good. Enough of our friend sends in for them flashlights, we can at least get the store restocked and opened up again. Give us a sort of a chance to start all over again.
Yeah, well, I've had Cedric down there helping me all day, opening up letters for me while I count the votes and see which one of us they want for president or to jot them down at the door when we get it opened up.
How's the votes running?
Well, I don't like to tell you nothing. It'll make you feel any worse, Lom. It just Looks like you've had enough trouble.
Well, it ain't your fault, Abner. Folks want you to be prayed against. You can't help it. Ain't I running no better than I have been?
Well, we ain't got all the mail open up yet, Mom. We ain't went through more than half of it, what come in today.
Well, how many have I got so far?
You mean out of them we got today?
Yeah, how many votes have I got?
Well, you ain't got none yet, Mom. It's all been for me. But now, I wouldn't feel bad about it now, for maybe you've got some votes in them that we ain't opened up yet.
No, I don't reckon I have, Abner. I can see already that I ain't as popular as I thought I was.
Well, of course, I want to get all the votes I can, Mom, but I don't want you to feel hard at me.
Why, no, of course not, Abner. I ain't blaming nobody but myself. That letter we got the other day where that woman from Lincoln, Nebraska had wrote in and said I was a big blowhard and all has run over you and she hoped I never got a single vote.
Yeah, well, now, I wouldn't pay no attention to such talk as that.
Well, I don't know, Abner. It got me to studying. I had a lot of time last night and all morning. I think she's about right about it.
Oh, no.
I ain't been as thoughty as I ought to been.
Why, you have?
Had way on her too good a opinion myself, I reckon. Thought the minute we started that contest, everybody would write in and say they want me for president, but see now about where I stand, I reckon.
And I don't feel bad.
Sort of hard on a feller after being president or something for so long and then have to step down now. It ain't like if I weren't used to holding high offices that way.
No.
I've always took such a pride in all the offices I have.
Why, natural.
Justice of the peace and president of the school board. I've held that office for years.
Oh, yeah, no, you've been president of the school board ever since I can recollect.
Well, good people of this district honored me with that office, and I've tried my best to make them a good president.
You did it.
I look back and see some of the scholars that went through our little school over there and went out and made successes of themselves. I can't help but feel a little proud of myself, knowing that I had a hand in their education.
Why, sure, you ought to.
Well, it gives me a chance to see that these children around here get the advantages that I never had when I was a young and growing up.
Why, sure.
I'm proud to do it.
Yeah, sure. I believe that, that's Grandpa's coming yonder, huh? I reckon he's got your bond.
Well, fine. Yeah, I'm glad you're here so she can let me out.
Yeah, as soon as he hands me that bond, why, there ain't no reason why I can't turn you loose, man.
I'll be glad to get out of here. Let me get my hat and coat on so it won't lose no time.
Yeah, get all ready, sure.
There's that quilt you brung down here for me. You better take that back over to your place.
Yeah, well, I had to slip that out of the house. Elizabeth never knowed I brung it over. Just come on in, Grandpa. The door's unlocked there.
Oh, Spirit, I got some bad news for you, Mom.
Bad news?
What's the matter?
Couldn't you get the bond, Grandpa?
No, I tried everybody in this town. I couldn't get a soul to sign this bond for you.
Oh, handsome.
Well,
and it looks like everybody turned against you. They said you could stay in this jail for the rest of your life for a decade.
Well, thank you anyway, Grandpa. I know you done your best.
Well, there was some that I never seen. They was having a sort of a meeting there in the lodge hall, sort of a mass meeting. There's one or two in there that I never got a chance to talk to.
Yeah, I heard they're having that.
Well, just let it go, Grandpa. Maybe we can study up something else or some other way. Thank you. I did want to get out, for, you know, me and Abner's got this contest on. No folks won't want to vote for me for president, and me laying down here in jail this way.
I don't think that'll make no difference, Mom.
Well, I can't get out to drum up no votes or nothing, though.
Yeah, well, Mom, you was getting beat anyway. You know that. You ain't got but two votes out of all the letters we've got so far.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Huh?
What you reckon them fellas is wanting?
Well, Squire Skimp and Ezra Seastrong.
Yeah, Squire was the one that called that meeting this afternoon.
He was.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Well, howdy,
fellas. Come on in, Squire. The door ain't locked.
Yeah, come in.
No, no, I reckon we're a little more particular who we associate with, Abner and Grandpapa is. He, Edry. No, I can tell you what I want from right here. The good people of Pine Ridge had a meeting this afternoon, Lum, and me and Ezra was appointed to come over here and tell you that we don't feel that a thief and a robber is a fitting kind of a man to have at the head of our school. And we're asking you for your resignation as president of the board of directors.
Hmm. Well, with Lum's friends all deserting him, it looks like Abner will have very little trouble winning the contest and becoming president of the Jot 'em Down store. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you once more to be sure and send in right away for one of these fine little pocket-sized flashlights that Lum and Abner are giving away. That's easy to do, you know. You simply send in the wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. Wrapper from any size, even natural or chocolate flavor package. Make sure, though, that it's from Horlick's malted milk powder. Wrappers from Horlick's tablets, I mean, are not eligible. Now write your name and address on the back of the wrapper and enclose 10 cents to cover the cost of packing and mailing your flashlight. Then mail your wrapper and dime to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are listening. In return, Lum and Abner will send you this powerful, useful little pocket-sized flashlight, complete with bulb and battery. But don't forget, folks, to send in for your flashlight right away. Do it tonight. Lum and Abner want everybody to send in for a flashlight. The old fellows are making this offer to see how many of you there are who enjoy their program and enjoy Horlick's malted milk, too. This is Carlton Bricker speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick's, who now bid you all good night and good health.
Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlick's, the original malted milk. Well, I suppose a lot of you boys and girls who are listening have already sent in to Lum and Abner for your flashlight. Maybe some of you haven't done it yet, though. I'd do that right away if I were you. Just think what a lot of fun you could have with this dandy little flashlight. It's the same size as a fountain pen, you know. You could carry it around with you wherever you go. And powerful. Say, it throws out a great big beam of light. Now, here's how to get a flashlight. Take the outside wrapper, not the label from the bottle, but the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. Must be from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. You can't use wrappers from Horlick's tablets. Well, write your name and address on the back of that wrapper and enclose 10 cents. That's to cover the cost of packing and mailing your flashlight. Then mail your wrapper and dime to Lum and Abner, care of the station that you are listening to right now. Isn't that easy? You bet it is, and that's all you have to do to get this dandy little flashlight complete with bulb and battery. Now send in for your flashlight right away, boys and girls. Do it tonight. If Mother hasn't a package of Horlick's malted milk powder in the house now, she'll get you one from the drugstore, I know. She knows that Horlick's will help you to grow up big and strong. Well, don't forget now, boys and girls. Send in to Lum and Abner for your flashlight right away. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, when we left our old friends yesterday, Lum had been arrested and placed in jail, charged with robbing Abner's house. The whole town had turned against him, so that he was unable to make bond for his release. In fact, late yesterday evening, a committee called on him at the jail and asked for his resignation as president of the school board. Well, things are looking a little brighter today. Evidently, somebody has come to Lum's rescue. For as we look in on Pine Ridge now, we find him just entering Dick Huddleston's store. Listen.
Well, howdy, Lum. Howdy. Glad to see you out.
Yeah, glad to see myself out, too, I think.
Come in.
Just wanted to come over and tell you how I appreciate you going my bail, Dick.
Oh, well, now, that's all right, Lum. I was glad to do it. Just sorry that I didn't do it sooner, but I didn't know the straight of it till a while ago. Abner was over here and told me the truth about it.
Told you that he told you how come he to slip in his house the other night?
Well, no, but he told me that you never broke in, though. said that he left the kitchen door open himself so that you could get in.
Well, now, I told him not to tell nobody about that. If Elizabeth finds out he was mixed up in that, no telling what she will do.
Oh, well, I promised him that I wouldn't say anything about it, Mom. I still can't understand, though, why he wanted you to get that check that the insurance company paid him without his wife finding it out.
Well, we were feared she'd take it into the county seat and cash it. Then they could get Abner for obtaining false money under pretense.
What are you talking about?
Well, I reckon I may as well tell you the whole story now. You know this much, you may as well know it all. But don't never breathe it to a soul, Dick, for it just wouldn't do for Elizabeth to find out.
Oh, no, I won't say anything about it, sure.
Well, the whole thing started when we opened up her matrimonial bureau. We never had no pictures of men folks to send out, and these women folks was writing in wanting us to find them a husband. So just to sort of pacify them till we could do better, we sent out a batch of pictures of that.
Yeah, I knew about that one.
Yeah, well, this one woman, Hortense Kelly, fell in love with Abner's picture and decided to come down here to see him.
Yeah, I know. She came in on the same train that Abner's wife and daughter did.
Yeah, and right there is when the trouble started, right there.
It is.
Elizabeth seen Hortense run up and kiss Abner down there at the depot, and she figured Abner was having an affair and refused to let him come home.
Yeah, but she got in a good humor again, though, after he had that automobile accident. I guess you felt sorry for him.
Well, now, tell you the truth, Dick, that accident was a fake.
A fake?
Abner's arms ain't no more broke than mine is right now. Him and me just made out like he was hurt to get Elizabeth back in a good humor.
Well, it worked all right.
Yeah, it was working fine up to the time Elizabeth found that accident policy and put in a claim for damages unbeknownst to Abner and then got that check for $200.
Oh, I see now why you were so anxious to get that check back.
Why, sure, if they'd have cashed that check, they could have got Abner for collecting damages on an accident that he never even had.
That's right.
That's a penitentiary offense.
Yeah. It's a good thing you got that check back all right, Mom.
Well, I've got it now, but I don't know what in the world to do with it. I aim to carry it back into the county seat and give it back to the insurance company, but, lo me, I can't do that without explaining to them why Abner don't want it.
No, they'd more than like to tell Abner's wife then.
Why, sure they would. That's the reason I had to go ahead and let them lock me up. I couldn't tell nobody the truth about it.
No.
I didn't want Abner to get in no trouble at home. You know how high-strung Elizabeth is.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't do to tell her now, though.
Of course, if we can send out enough of them flashlights to where we can make enough to restock our Jot 'em Down store and get that opened up again, we can tell Elizabeth the truth about the whole thing.
Yeah, well, of course, that's the first thing you've got to do. And say, the way this mail's coming in here today, well, you fellas won't have any trouble doing that neither, Lum.
Sure not.
Now, this is the biggest day you've had yet.
Well, fine. Good.
Just look at that pile of mail over there. Thousands of them.
Well, for the land, them flashlights are making a big hit, all right.
Yeah, they are. Say, I got the one that you sent me, Lum.
Oh, you got it, huh?
Yeah,
I recollect mailing it to you.
Handiest thing as I ever had, too. You know, I used to have to carry a lantern home with me overnight after I closed up here, but... Oh, this flashlight works a heap better.
Oh, my, handy.
You know, that thing will throw out about twice as much light as you'd think it would.
Oh, yeah, them powerful little gadgets.
And, of course, the nice part about them is that you can just carry them in your pocket like you would a fountain pen, no bother at all.
Yeah, well, I bound you folks that's already got theirs had been showing them around to their friends, and that's more than likely the reason we're getting so many more requests for them now than we did when we first started making the offer.
Yeah.
Folks is beginning to find out what a nice gift it really is.
Yeah, and then I think that there's a lot of people out on the party line that are interested in this contest, too, Lum. See which one of you is going to be elected president of your new store over there.
Yeah, well, that was a mistake, me ever agreeing to such a thing as that. So far, I ain't got but two votes out of the thousands of letters we got. And one of them votes I sent in myself.
Well, Abner started running away with it, all right.
Yeah, me getting in that trouble and getting locked up in jail ain't going to help me none. I know that.
No, it isn't.
You know, them things get talked around. Of course, they don't know the straight of it.
No, yeah, it'll hurt you all right. No doubt about that, Lon.
That's what I hate about it. The whole thing, Dick, more than anything else. Some of my best friends has turned against me.
Yeah.
I reckon you heard about them asking me to resign as president of the school board yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I hate to hear that, too, Lon. I sure did.
Well, I didn't know what to do. I couldn't explain things to them without getting Abner into a batch of trouble. So
no.
I just went ahead and resigned.
Well, I think so, Lum, when this whole thing is straightened out and everybody knows the truth about it, well, it's more likely they'll come to you and want you to take the office back.
Well, I hope so. If I could just get to be president of the Jot 'em Down store, I wouldn't mind it so bad, but I hate to lose every office I've got.
Well, Lum, you're not working for it like Abner is. Here, while you've been locked up in jail over there, while he's been out making a house-to-house canvas, listing votes around here.
He has?
Yeah, goes around with his arms wrapped up in splints in a sling that-a-way. Naturally, they'll vote for him. Feel sorry, you know?
I see now. Yeah. I told him the other day he could take his arms out of them sprains, that I believe they'd be getting well by now if they were showing up hurt.
Yeah.
I noticed he never appeared very anxious to do it. Yeah, I see now he wanted to keep them wropped up so as to get all the sympathy he could.
Well, that's about the reason, all right.
Well, I ain't give up. Right, Granny's, I've been sort of taking things easy, but if that's the way he wants to do, I'll get busy myself. Undoubtedly, I've got some friends out on the party line.
Why, sure. If I was you, I'd call them up and ask them to vote for me, too, Lum.
You reckon they're all down on me on account of this trouble I got myself into?
Well, I just wouldn't say anything about that at all. Don't mention it.
Dick, it just wouldn't do for Abner to get that office. He's a good man at heart, but he just ain't qualified for it. He's all right if he's got somebody to tell him what to do, but he don't know how to figure things out for himself. And give him a little authority, and ain't no living with
him. Yeah, well, I'm staying out of it, Lum. You're both friends of mine. I don't want to take sides.
Well, Dick, if you don't mind me using your telephone, I would love to call up the folks on the party line and remind them I'm still in the race.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Help yourself.
Let them know that I'd appreciate it if they'd vote for me.
Sure.
Let's see. Yeah, I believe I'll just ring Doc Miller's ring for a change. That gets them all to the telephone. Appears they're getting suspicious of that fire alarm ring. We've used that so much here lately.
Yeah, they'll all listen in when they hear the doctor's ring, all right, Mom. See who's took down sick, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'll just do myself.
Yeah, sure.
I can hear them snatching them receivers off the hook already.
Well, go ahead, then. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I want to be sure they're all listening in.
Well, they'd be hanging up on you there in a minute, you know what?
That's right. Just a minute. Howdy, everybody. This is Lum Edwards talking. I just want to take this opportunity to thank all you folks that sent in for the flashlights we're giving away. It's mighty nice to know that we've got so many friends out on the party line, and we want every last one of you to have one of these gifts, for it's something we know you'll all appreciate. So if you ain't sent in yet for a flashlight, be sure and do it tomorrow. It'll be a big help to me and Abner, and we'll appreciate it, too. Now, just want to put in a good word for myself while I'm on my feet. You know, we're letting you folks that sends in for the flashlights decide which one of us is going to be president of our Jot'em Down store when we get it opened up. So, natural, I'd love to get just as many votes as I can. And when you send in a romper from a package of Horlicks, just write on the back of it which one of us you're voting for. You know, my name is Lum. L-U-M. L as in Lum, and U as in Lum, and M as in Lum.
Well, howdy, Abner. Come in,
Wait just a minute.
I don't need this. I've been all over town today getting votes.
Abner, I'm trying to make an announcement on the party line.
Oh,
be quiet.
I've never seen you. Excuse me. Go ahead, Lum. I never seen him.
Well, I reckon that's about all, except that I want you to know I appreciate you voting for me, and we'll be looking for your letter. Thank you.
Oh, that's what you're up to, huh? Trying to get votes behind my back, yeah.
Well, what you been doing?
Huh?
Going around here making a house-to-house canvas. Of course I was asking for votes. Grannies, I'm going to keep on asking for them, too. I ain't had much to say in this contest so far, but from here out, Abner, I'm after every vote I can get. I'll show you that I ain't through yet.
Well, it looks as though this race for president might develop into some real competition. Come on, folks, cast a vote for either Lum or Abner in this race for president of the Jot'em Down General Store. And get a fine flashlight at the same time. Haven't you often wished when you were hunting for something in a dark closet, or maybe it was when you were out in your automobile, that you had a flashlight with you? Well, here's a fine chance to get a handsome little flashlight. A flashlight about the size of a fountain pen, and which has a fountain pen clip, so that you can carry it around in a coat or vest pocket if you want to. A compact but powerful, really useful little flashlight. Just send in the outside wrapper from a package of Horlicks malted milk powder. May be from any size, either natural or chocolate flavor, but it must be from a package of Horlicks malted milk powder. Wrappers from Horlicks tablets, I mean, are not eligible. Write your name and address on the back of this wrapper and enclose 10 cents to cover packing and mailing costs. Then mail your wrapper and dime to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are listening. Send in for one of these handy little flashlights tonight. You'll be showing Lum and Abner that you are one of their loyal listeners. This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.
Howdy, everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Well, folks, I wonder who's going to be elected president of the new Jot 'em Down store. Will it be Lum or will it be Abner? Abner was out in front last night, but there are still a lot of precincts to be heard from yet. Now, you can cast a vote for your favorite, you know, and at the same time get a handy little aluminum flashlight with the compliments of Lum and Abner. A powerful, useful little pocket-sized flashlight. The same kind that you'd have to pay 75 cents for if you bought it in a store. But all you have to do to get this fine little flashlight is send in the outside wrapper from a package of Horlicks malted milk powder. You can use a wrapper from any size package, either natural or chocolate flavor, but it must be from Horlicks malted milk powder. Wrappers from Horlicks tablets are not eligible. All right, write your name and address on the back of the wrapper and then mail it, enclosing 10 cents to cover packing and mailing costs to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are listening. You got that? All right. Now to cast a vote in the contest for the presidency of the new Jot 'em Down store, simply write either Lum's name or Abner's name, depending on which of the old fellows you want to see elected, when you write your own name and address on the back of the wrapper. Cast a vote and send in for a flashlight right away, folks, tonight, before you forget it. Lum and Abner would like to hear from every one of their friends out on the party line. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Now that Lum has been released from jail, he is determined to win the race for president of the Jot 'em Down store. Yesterday, he made a plea over the party line, soliciting votes, and is making every effort to beat Abner. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find the two old fellows down at their office. They have just finished counting the votes that have come in today. Listen.
Well, I still think that there's something wrong there, Lum. I just don't believe it.
Well, I just put down what you told me to. You counted the votes yourself.
Yeah, I know I did. Count them twice before that goes. But what I can't understand is why everybody turned right around and started voting for you all of a sudden here.
Well, I reckon they just now figured out which one of us is the best qualified for the office.
That's the biggest batch of mail we've got yet, and there weren't but 14 votes in there for me.
Looky there.
Uh-huh.
According to these figures now, I might not catch up with you.
Catch up with
you? I'm just 326 votes behind now. And if the mayor runs half as good tomorrow as it did today, I'm going to be so far ahead of you, you never will catch up with me.
Well, I'll be dad blamed if I can understand it. What did you tell him when you made that announcement on the party line yesterday down at Dick's store?
Well, I just said I'd appreciate it if they'd vote for me.
Yeah, is that all you said?
Yes, sir. You can ask Dick what I said. He heard every word of it.
Doggett, I don't believe it. You must have said something bad about me to get everybody to change over to your side all of a sudden this way.
No, I never said a word about you, Abner. I just told them about the flashlight and how we'd appreciate them sending in and all that stuff, but I never said one word about you.
Well, you must have said something, Lum. Folks just don't turn around and go right again a fella for no reason at all that way.
No, at the time I was talking on the party line, I weren't so worked up over the contest as I am now. I just ain't been trying up to now. This contest has sort of turned into a campaign, though. I've been in politics too long to just sit back and let somebody beat me out of office.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get out and do some campaigning myself, too. I'll tell you that right now.
Go ahead and do all you can, Abner.
Well, I dog it, I aim to.
If I was you, I'd say, Abner, you may as well withdraw from the contest right now and save yourself a lot of embarrassment.
Withdraw?
Yes, sir.
Dog it, I'll never do.
Why, you ain't got a chance, Abner.
Huh, that's what you say.
As long as you's going around here with both the arms in a sling, folks felt kind of sorrowful for you. I can understand that. Them votes you was getting was just out of sympathy. But now, since you've took them bandages off, you ain't got a chance.
Yeah. I still think I ought to kept them on a little while longer, too. Till after the contest, anyway. I don't believe that my arms is good and well yet.
Don't believe they're good and well.
No, sir. They've been bothering me right smart, Lum, since we took them splints off this morning.
Well, how could they be bothering you? There wasn't nothing wrong with them to start with. Your arms wasn't broke.
No, that's right. I don't think there's something wrong with them, old Lum. They've just been aching something wonderful all day.
Well, naturally they'd bother you some after being rocked up so long that way. The circulate's just now starting up again, I reckon.
Yeah, I believe, Lum, but we better just go ahead and wrap them back up.
No, you don't. No, sir. No, sir. You just want to get folks to feeling sorry for you again so as you get some more votes. I know what you're up to.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Sassy Press. I weren't worrying none about the votes. I still got a big lead on you.
Yeah, you have right now, but just recollect the battle ain't over till the last shot's fired.
Huh?
I say the battle ain't over till the last shot's fired.
What battle?
Well, battle between me and you. I say it ain't over till the last shot's fired.
Well, now, Lum, now, here, now, wait a minute, now. I don't think we ought to take it that serious now, Lum. That's just going too far. Of course, I'd love to get elected president of the store, but now, I don't think we ought to get in no trouble over it.
Get in no trouble over it?
Yeah, Lum, we've just been friends for so long, been partners and neighbors, and we did for one another when we were sick and lent one another money and everything. I just hate to see something like this end up in a rufus.
Well, ain't no use for us to get mad about
no,
it.
No, that's what I say.
No, get no rufus. Just let the best man win.
Yeah, but now, what if one of us gets killed, Lum? We'd have our regrets over it the rest of our lives.
Well, ain't nobody gonna get killed. You need to worry none about that.
Yeah, I don't know now. That's awful dangerous business, packing firearms for one another.
Well, undoubtedly, you ain't gonna start carrying no gun for me, are you?
You're dead blame right I am.
You mean you take a gun and shoot me just over this election?
Why, sure I would. I'd hate mighty bad to do it, but now if you think that I'm just gonna stand around and let you do all the shooting without some way to protect myself, you've got
well,
another
guess. Here, wait a minute. I never said nothing about shooting
you
at you.
You did done it. I heard you. Just cause you seen I was gonna take up for my rights, why, now you're trying to back out. Doggy, you just jumped on the wrong fella this time, Lum. Us Peabody's is awful peaceful folks. Tries to treat everybody nice, but I don't guess when you start shooting at us, now you've got a fight on your hands.
Well, great, I
and
am.
You think just because I'm wearing spectacles that I can't see to do no good. But I can still hamstring a deer at 100 yards, Lum. If you've made up your mind to settle this contest with firearms, I don't guess I'm ready for you any time you want to get started.
Abner, where in the world did you get the idea in your head that I was going to start shooting at you?
Why, you said so yourself.
Well, I never done no such a thing.
You did, too. Said this battle betwixt me and you wasn't going to be over till the last shot was fired. I don't guess I aim to be the one to fire.
Well, you just misunderstood me, Abner.
I heard what you said. You said it twice. I asked you over again, just to be sure.
Yeah, that's what I said, but I didn't mean I was going to show enough.
Yeah, what's going on in here?
Well, howdy, Dick.
Lord, hear you fellas talking clear outside the store there. What's the matter?
Oh, just a little misunderstanding here between me and Abner. Sit down, Dick.
I don't guess any time they think they can bluff us Peabody's out, they've got another guest coming. We've always been known as fighting stock.
Nobody ain't trying to bluff you out, Abner. Just forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. Forget about it. And then let you slip up behind my back and shoot me. No, sir.
For goodness sake, sir.
Well, what in the world's wrong with you fellas, anyway?
Oh, Lum's trying to start some trouble with me. Drawed a gun on me a while ago.
I never done no such a thing.
Why? Well, you said you was going to, and that's just the same as.
Well, what's the argument about, anyway?
Oh, nothing, Dick. This crazy idiot here, he can't understand nothing. We was talking about the contest a while ago, and I told him the battle wasn't over till the last shot was
that's
fired.
Just what he said. Just
the
word.
He got the idea in his head that I was aiming on shooting him.
Well, Abner, he didn't mean that he was really going to shoot you.
And I don't want him shooting at me, neither.
Dick, there ain't no use to try to explain it to him. The more you talk to him, the worse he gets.
I know my rights.
I've learned long ago the best way to do when he gets mixed up this way is just to shut up about it. Let him cool off. He's just doing a lot of talking.
Talking? Just doing a lot of talking?
That's all you're doing.
Yeah. Well, that's sure right there that you don't know us Peabody's from. We're dangerous people to meddle with. How many more than 8 people has anybody by the name of Edwards ever shot?
Huh?
I say, how many more than 8 people has anybody by the name of Edwards ever shot?
Well, I don't know. Hardly none, I hope.
Well, Uncle Zeke Peabody did. Back when Peabody's and Jenkins's was a feuding, why, he shot 8 of them in one season.
Well, that ain't nothing to be bragging about.
Well, it ain't nothing to be ashamed of. You never used but 9 cartridges.
Well, just forget about shooting, Abner.
Shooting who?
Well, just forget about shooting. We're not going to have no trouble now. Just calm down. You'll be all right directly, and then you'll be ashamed the way you've been talking.
Why, sure, Abner. You just got things all mixed up here. Lum didn't mean that at all. You just misunderstood him. Well, look here. I hadn't noticed that you got the bandages off your arm.
Yeah, and I'm glad I done it now, too. I'd hate to get in a gunfight with both my arms wrapped up and springing that way. Yeah, look there. I don't get out in the door just as fast as
that. Here, Abner, put that gun up.
Yeah, put that up, Abner.
Swan, ever since he's got to be constable where he can carry that gun without being arrested, he packs it every place he goes. Somebody's going to make him eat it one of these days.
Yeah, you better be careful about that, Abner, sure enough. Well, how's the contest coming, Lum? I noticed you got an awful lot of mail today.
Oh, yeah, I aim to tell you, Dick. You know, out of all them letters you and Cedric brung over here, Abner never got but 14 votes. Yeah, all the rest of them was for me.
Well, say, you kind of staged a comeback, didn't you, Lum?
Yeah, I think that talk I gave them on the party line yesterday sort of woke some of them up.
Yeah, well, I knew if you just made up your mind to get in there and fight, that you could make good contest.
Oh, yeah, I aim to put on a campaign now like you never heard of before.
Make that old campaign speech here, will you?
Yeah, recollect when I ran for Justice of the Peace here a few years back, and Squire Skimp was running again.
Yeah, that was a hot contest.
Well, I'm going to adopt some of them same tactics on this. And put signs around town and everything. Come speak to county if necessary.
Well, that's the thing to do. You and Abner both just work your best.
I'm going over to Cherry Hill tonight to make a little talk.
Oh, yeah?
It's a good roads meeting over there. I think I'll get up there and tell them about the contest while I'm over there. On my feet and all.
Yeah, well, I was aiming on going over there at that meeting, too, I heard about today.
Well, Granny, if you're going, I'd love to ride over with you.
Why, sure. I'd be glad to have you. There's plenty of room, Mom. Just get in. And
go with us. I'm getting enthusiastic over this contest now. Only but 326 votes behind, you know.
Well, say, now, this is developing into a pretty close contest now.
Yeah. What are you doing there, Abner?
I doggish, it can't be this.
What are you talking about? You can't get that gun in your mouth there.
I know I can't. That's what I say. Nobody could make me eat this gun if they wanted to. I didn't figure you know what you was talking
well,
about.
Well, put that gun up.
I'll put it up when I get good and ready.
Well, you're going to hurt somebody.
I ain't going to.
You put it up right now. Here, give me that.
Oh, thing. Yeah, don't. Turn loose now, Lum. Turn
give
loose.
It
get
here.
Away.
Give
turn
it
loose.
Here.
Get away from here, Lum.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we imagine that this argument seems to have ended rather seriously after all. But we also imagine that neither of the old fellows will be hurt badly enough but what they'll appreciate your vote. Now, I'm sure that every one of you will want to cast a vote for either Lum or Abner in this big race for the presidency of the new Jot 'em Down store. You can cast a vote, you know, when you send in for one of those fine pocket-sized flashlights that Lum and Abner are offering to all Horlicks malted milk powder users. So send in for a flashlight. Do it right away, tonight. Here's how you send in your request. Write your name and address on the back of the outside wrapper, not the label on the bottle, but the outside wrapper, from a package of Horlicks malted milk powder. Now, you may use a wrapper from any size package, but it must be a Horlicks malted milk powder wrapper. Don't send in wrappers from Horlicks tablets, for they are not eligible. Well, mail your wrapper with your name and address, and with 10 cents to cover packing and mailing costs, to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are listening. And here's how to cast a vote in the contest between Lum and Abner for the presidency of the new Jot 'em Down store. Simply write either Lum's name or Abner's name, whichever one you want to see get the office, when you write your own name and address on the back of the wrapper. Send in your request and vote tonight, all of you. This is not only a chance to get a fine flashlight, not only a chance to elect your favorite to the presidency of the new Jot 'em Down store. It's more than that. It's a chance to express your appreciation of Lum and Abner and of their sponsor, the makers of Horlicks. This is Carlton Brickert speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health. Howdy, everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. And now, folks, I have a special message from Lum and Abner. They want me to tell you how much they appreciate your sending in for the flashlight they are offering. They really never knew that they had so many friends out there on the party line. As a matter of fact, they've received so many requests that the flashlight factory is swamped. But they're working day and night, and everybody who sent in a wrapper and the 10 cents to cover mailing will get their gift as soon as possible. Now, if you haven't yet sent in for your flashlight, here's how to do it.
Write your name and address on the back of the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. Not the label on the bottle, but the outside wrapper. And it must be from Horlick's malted milk powder. Don't send in wrappers from Horlick's tablets, for they are not eligible. All right, send your wrapper with your name and address and with 10 cents to cover packing and mailing costs to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are listening. In return, Lum and Abner will send you an aluminum pocket-sized flashlight, complete with bulb and battery. Now send in your request right away. The quicker you get it in to Lum and Abner, the quicker you'll get your flashlight. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. When we left our old friends yesterday, Lum and Abner were quarreling over a pistol. And during the scuffle, the gun was accidentally discharged. We haven't learned as yet who, if anyone, was hurt. But as we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Abner and Cedric Weehunt down at their office in the Matrimonial Bureau. Maybe we can find out some more about it. Listen.
Well, Mr. Lum was down there at the barbershop a while ago that you shot him on a purpose. You said you just shot him to get him out of the race for president.
Well, I never done no such a thing. I had the pistol there in my hand, and he got to scuffling with me, trying to take it away from me, and, well, somewhere or another, the gun went off.
Well, if it just went off accidental, how could he get shot so many times like he did?
Shot so many times?
Yes, he said down there a while ago that he was shot 7 times.
Why, he weren't no such a thing. Why, it never even hurt him. The bullet just went right through his coat sleeve and just sort of burned his arm a little, all it done.
He's got his arm all bandaged up and his head all wropped up, standing around down there telling everybody that he doubts if he ever gets over it.
Well, I'll be dead plain. I wondered why he'd been out of the store all day. I see now what he's been up to. Just standing around on the street trying to get folks' sympathy so they'll vote for him.
Yes, sir, I know that's what he's doing, for I heard him ask Mose Mooks to vote for him.
He did.
Yes, sir. Said he had to get to be president now, for he wouldn't be able to do no hard work. He's going to be crippled up so bad.
Well, that snake in the weeds. Just as quick as we count up the votes today, well, he left right out of here. He must have went right over to his place and bandaged himself up just to get some more votes.
Well, how's the contest running now, Mr. Abner?
Well, I had been ahead up till today, Cedric, but this last batch of mail that come in was right now all voting for him.
Voting for Mr. Lum?
Yeah, he's over 400 ahead of me now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it looks like you ain't got much of a chance now, don't you?
I'm just afeard I've lost it, Cedric, last night. Study up something to do right quick. The way I started out, I thought I had the office and gone, but ever since me and Lum been partners, out of all the businesses we've been in, I've never got to be president of nothing yet.
Yes, ma'am. I know he generally always holds that office.
He always has, yeah.
I sort of in hopes you'd get elected, for if I go to work for you fellas again when you get the store opened up, I believe I'd rather have you for a boss than him.
Well, thank you.
He's just as nice as Pied, or somebody comes around he wants to show out in front of, and then he starts bossing me around like I was a varmint or something.
Yeah, well, Lum's awful bad about that. He does love to show his authority. I'd just love to be president just one time. I'd dog it if I wouldn't make him step around.
Well, the trouble is, you ain't getting out and trying to get votes like you was there at first, Mr. Abner.
Well, I've been running so far ahead, Cedric, I didn't figure I had to. Dog it, I'm going to from here out, though, I'll tell you that. He'll know he's been the race when we get through. That's the reason I called you over here, too, Cedric. I want to hire you to go to work for me.
Go to work for you?
Yeah, Dick says he ain't using his study down there at his store.
Oh, no, no, ma. Just sort of hang around down there and run errands for him whenever he needs me.
Yeah, well, now, this will be study work, Cedric, till after the contest is over anyway. And then I'll put you to work here in the store if I'm elected president.
What kind of work is it you want me to do?
Well, I've got a sign I painted this morning, Cedric. Here it is, leaning against the counter over here, right there.
Oh, that sign there? You painted that yourself?
Yeah, I done it myself.
Vote for Abner Peabody for president.
Yeah, now all you have to do, Cedric, is just carry that sign up and down the street. Tomorrow, Saturday, and there'll be a lot of folks in town. And I want you to just stay on the street all day with this sign.
Well, wait a minute, though. How much you aiming on paying me for that kind of work?
Well, now that's what I want to talk to you about, to find out how much you figure this work.
Well, that sign carrying runs a little higher than most work, you know. See, that sort of outdoor advertising, you might say. I have to get a pretty good price for that.
Well, how much? How much?
Well, it ought to be worth, how much do you figure on paying me?
Well, that sort of depends on what you ask, Cedric. I know I ain't going to pay you as much as you want.
Well, I know I ain't going to work for what you offer me, neither. I know that.
Well, now, Cedric, we ain't going to get no place now to one of us named a price here.
Well, I ain't going to do that for fear my price won't be lower than you'd give me. Yeah. I done that once.
Well, if you were setting a price, what would you say about $3 a day?
Yes'm. I believe that's about what I'd say. I'll take it.
Well, here, wait a minute. Now, I never said I'd give you that. That's just what you're asking. Now, I'll give you $1 a day.
No, I don't believe I could carry the sign for that much.
Couldn't.
$2 would be the least I could do it for. I wouldn't carry it for myself for less than that.
Yeah, well, ain't no use for us to talk in, Cedric. $1 and a half, most I'd be willing to pay.
Well, that still leaves us 25 cents apart, then.
Yeah.
If it ain't worth $1.06, it ain't worth nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Cedric. I'll just split the difference. Make it $1.50.
All right, sir. All right. When do we start?
We can start right out in the morning. Of course, you could take it out on the streets this afternoon and sort of practice carrying it so you'll know how good when you start to work tomorrow if you want to.
All I got to do is just walk along with it.
Here comes Dick Hutterson.
Yes, don't tell him I started to work for you, Mr. Abner.
No.
I owe him a little more than I've got coming to me down there at his store. I don't believe he'd want me to quit much.
No.
Looks like every time I pass that candy case down there, I get further in debt.
Yeah, you always was bad about eating stuff up, Cedric. Worse than mice. Hey, howdy, Dick. Come in.
How do, Mr. Hutterson?
Well, howdy, howdy. Say, Abner, have you seen Lum?
No, not in the last 3 or 4 hours.
Well, he's down the store a while ago. I didn't hardly know him. He's got himself all bandaged up. Looked like he'd been run over by a freight train.
Yeah, Cedric was telling me that a while ago.
Yes, sir, I seen him a while ago.
And he's just using that to get boats with. I know what he's up to.
Why, sure. He wasn't hurt in here yesterday. Doc Miller was telling me he tried to get him to bandage him up yesterday evening, but the doc told him that there wasn't nothing wrong with him. Just a little powder burnt there on his arm.
Why, law me. He stood around here for 10 minutes yesterday after the shot was fired before he knowed he'd been hit at all. Wouldn't have noticed then if he hadn't looked down and seen a hole in his coat sleeve.
Well, he's claiming now that you shot him on purpose to get him out of the race.
Yeah, he knows better than that.
Better mind out what y'all are saying, yonder. He comes up the road there now.
Yeah, and look at that. Just look at him. Got bandages all over him. The way he's wrapped up there, you'd think I shot him with a shotgun instead of a pistol.
Well, look, he's limping now. That's something new he's found since I saw him a while ago.
Yeah, well, he'll be going around here in a wheelchair tomorrow if he can find one anyplace.
Well, he's sure getting the votes, Abner. Tickled me over at Cherry Hill last night at the Good Roads meeting. They called on him for a talk, and he spent the whole time telling them about this flashlight and asking them to send in for one of them to be sure and vote for him.
Yeah, well, I noticed we got a lot of votes from Cherry Hill today, and he got all of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, even just might not have had him in tears telling him about you shooting him over there last night. Well,
howdy, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, hello, Lum.
Gentlemen.
How you feeling?
Why, just fine. Oh, I ain't either. What's the matter with me? I ain't getting along so well. I'm feared now them bullets is lodged in me somewhere.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Now, you fellas better be careful hanging around Mr. Peabody's there. You're liable to get yourself shot.
Yeah, I heard about you going over to Cherry Hill making that speech trying to get votes for
yourself. Yeah, and I heard about some underhanded work you've been doing, too. Jim Weehunt told me a while ago that you arrested him yesterday for speeding and then turned him loose if he'd promised to vote for you for president.
And you've been going around here all day trying to get folks to vote for you through sympathy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but I ain't stooped so low to shoot my opponent, though, just to get him out of the race.
Well, now, Lum, I told you I never aimed to do that. Now, I never knowed the gun was loaded.
Well, that's just the trouble. The unloaded gun is always the one that kills folks.
Yeah, don't see how you figure that. Hadn't been loaded, why, it never would have went off. You just got that backwards, Lum.
Yeah, but there's been more people killed with unloaded guns than any other kind, ain't there, Dick?
Yeah, that's the old saying, Lum. It sure is.
Yeah, I never knowed that. After the accident yesterday, why, I'd taken all the catered it out and that pistol so that it couldn't go off. But if that's the way of it, why, I load it back up again.
Well, now, Abner, they have to be loaded, but you've got to think they're unloaded for their danger.
Well, if I loaded it myself, I'd know good and well that it weren't unloaded.
Well, just forget about it. Let it go. I don't want to argue about it.
No, the best thing is just to be thankful neither one of you is hurt, Jesse, and forget about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute, though. I was hurt. I'd be crippled for life over it.
Oh, I think you'll get along all right, Lum. Well, I've got to get back to store, man.
Hey, don't hurry, Dick.
Hey, wait a minute, Dick. I'll just go along with you. I got a list of groceries that Elizabeth wants me to fetch home tonight.
Yeah, sure. Come ahead, Abner.
Well, I'll see you later, Lum.
Yeah, so long, Dick.
Well, I expect I better be going, too. Mr. Abner wanted me to carry this sign a while this afternoon on the street.
What sign's that?
Well, that yonder, leaning against the counter. He painted it himself. Give me $1.50 a day to walk up and down the streets with it.
Well, I do know.
vote for Abner Peabody for president. Wait a minute. I've got an idea. How would you like to earn another dollar and a half a day from me, Cedric?
Well, trouble is, I done promised Mr. Abner I'd work for him.
Well, all he told you to do was just carry that sign, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, ain't no reason for you not working for both of us at the same time. I'll just do a little more painting on that sign there, and you can make $3 a day doing the same work. I'll just add a little to what he's got there. Let's see, vote for Abner Peabody for president. I'll tell you, I'll just change that vote for Abner Peabody for president of the United States, but vote for Lum Edwards for president of the Jot 'em Down store.
Well, he oughtn't have no objections to that. I reckon he'd rather be president of the United States than president of the Jot 'em Down store.
Why, sure he has. Yeah, get me that paint and brush back there, and we'll fix that sign up right.
Well, these old fellows don't seem to stop at anything to get a few votes, do they?
Ladies and gentlemen, don't fail to send in for one of those fine little fountain pen-sized flashlights that Lum and Abner are sending out to all users of Horlick's Malted Milk. Every one of you, I'm sure, will want one of these handy, useful flashlights. So send in your request right away and avoid delay. All you have to do, you know, is send in the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's Malted Milk Powder. Make sure it's the outside wrapper, folks. Don't send in labels from the bottle. And remember, it must be a Horlick's Malted Milk Powder wrapper. Horlick's tablets wrappers are not eligible, I mean. Write your name and address on the back of the wrapper and then mail it, enclosing 10 cents to cover packing and mailing costs, to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are listening. Send in for your flashlight tonight, if you haven't already done so, for Lum and Abner want to hear from every one of their friends.
This is Carlton Brickett,
speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick's, who bid you all good night and good health.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, and as always, peace.